Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Tony Blair. He's a 3-5 projector. He's on the right angle cross of the Sphinx and the quarter of civilization. He's a second color. He has a very interesting throat with a 31-7 electromagnetic. The 8-1 is fully conscious and unconscious, 33-13. And then that is all split off from this 1949 that's basically unconscious with the 19 also conscious.
Right, I think it's a very difficult Sphinx because it's that second gate, the sun, personality sun, where they have all three of those, channels defined. I think interesting with Tony that this can be very confusing. And one of the things that that really inspired me to do this now, after Tony Blair has been out as Prime Minister, is this book he's come out with, A Journey, his political life, and all of the demonstrations. And in Dublin, they were throwing shoes and eggs at him, and he just canceled his book signing in London because of the protests and things like that. And so it was like, oh, let's revisit Tony. I think I did him, we might have done him together years ago.
Yeah, we did while he was still the prime minister, the youngest prime minister in 185 years. Yeah, no, I think it's fascinating that, as a projector and with this amazing throat that he has, I mean, he really came into power because he could speak so well. And as a projector, I think he was really seeing where the country, needed to change. I mean, he really came in on this whole wave of change and bringing something, different for them, and this ability to speak to the collective, to speak to the individuals, to speak to the tribe. So, he was doing great, I think, till he was influenced, his open head ajna, by George Bush, who has mental definition, who I think really convinced him, took him out of his direction of beauty, which is what the two is really
Yeah.
about. And, it's kind of been downhill for Tony Blair ever since then.
Well, it's so interesting if you think of Tony Blair and George Bush together. Here, Tony's split is his solar plex root split off.
Right.
And not even Sherry, when they're together, connects up his solar plex to his throat. George Bush did through the channel 3536. Let's have this experience, Tony. We're going to save the world. We're going to remake it. I mean, one of the interesting things that's in this book is how Dick Cheney, after 9/11, said, "We're going to remake the world." Talk about appealing to emotions. It's going to be great. We're going to change the world. We're going to have this experience. And as you say, here's Tony with his open head ajna, trying to prove he's certain and trying to, and now with this book tour where he's coming out and rationalizing his behavior, his actions in getting into Iraq. And, he has the fourth gate, third line in detriment, rationalization of irresponsibility as an act of refocalizing. Let's re-rationalize the war so that I'm okay. And I think
Well, and
it's
especially, I mean, this open spleen. I mean, talk about holding on to something wasn't good for him. I mean, if there's something, I mean, he would have been better off not writing a memoir, okay? Because it's holding on to the past, and in this case, again, it's like, I think in his book, if he had recognized and been able to say, I really went down the wrong path here, right? That would have been, maybe that would have been the right memoir. But I think this open spleen, holding on to George Bush, holding on to this war, holding on to what he thought was right, it's leading to a real disaster, really, for him personally, obviously.
Oh yeah, when you think about thinking and his the way he thinks, and you look at that 24th gate, the gift horse being deaf, but look at that 17, his opinions about the whole thing. And this is the what line is the first line of detriment, which is let's not talk about anything unpleasant, okay? No unpleasant. We are only going to deal with what is pleasing to us as far as our opinions. And, you know, this is a real, I think, corrective he's getting. You know, if he thought he was going to rationalize his thing, and now that the Iraq war seems to be winding down, oh, this would be a good time to revisit that. He made a mistake.
It's interesting with this open heart center that he's got, you know, that this 21st gate, right? Chaos, right? Ineffective action leads to disorder. I mean, really, and, you know, I don't know how true that movie was that we saw, you know, about him making this kind of decision, but I mean, his chart would definitely show, you know, he's wanting to prove something. Here he is with the president of the United States, you know, the leader of the world.
The special relationship.
Right, the special relationship with this guy, you know, and so really talk about, you know, a not self process, you know, of trying to, you know, prove himself, align himself with this mental thinking that's really taking him out of a direction. That he's a third line, though, you know, it's the line of patience, never stop being a student. So, I mean, we can hope that maybe all of this is actually leading to, you know, him learning something from all of this, because certainly there is something for him personally to be learned. I mean, in some ways, it's like, you know, he bought his 13-5 savior PR that he was getting because he was the youngest, you know, PM. He was like, you know, he was really changing things. He had this deal with Gordon Brown. They were going to really make a difference. They were making a difference. So he took all of that power and really, you know, misused it. I mean, it's interesting. He's got the 32nd gate, you know, three times, I think, of being able to value things. And it's like he didn't do a good evaluation out of that open spleen about what was really healthy.
Right, right. You know? No, he would love to be the teacher, you know, that 20th gate, fourth line, you know, in his expression. And, you know, the only conscious definition he has is that channel 1-8, the creative role model, getting his creative vision for the world and, you know, the direction, you know, the world is going to, you know, so he really bought into that whole thing and was able, you know, he also has the fourth gate, fourth line, the liar, role player, actor. You know, and
well, I also think this unconscious 1949, you know, this whole thing about religion in his life. I mean, you know, in some ways, and especially I think this relationship with Bush, and that, you know, we're going to save the world from this really kind of Christian perspective that this is the morally right thing to do.
Has religion played a life?
Yes, I mean, he's definitely, you know, a very religious person, and I can see that, you know, the 1949, that element that's there in that channel, you know, of really being able to, you know, save the world.
Right.
You know, bringing it to this place of, you know, I mean, we heard a lot today, you know, bringing it to peace, bringing peace to the world. I mean, after he left as a PM, he became the envoy, you know, for this whole Middle East crisis.
Right.
I mean, he does want to bring peace to the world.
Well, look,
right?
I mean, the cross, that Sphinx, it's opening up all that is possible and beautiful. We could really be so much, and he has that 41st gate. You know, love of dreams, and here's the fantasy. And, of course, Bush and his relationship with him really fed into that.
All of that, right.
Yeah, how it's going to be, and, you know, it's going to be great.
Well, it's interesting, you know, in the research that we did in the royalty, you know, in England, and this lack of the second gate, this lack of direction. And here this guy comes along, has the second gate, has this direction, you know, really for, like I say, the beginning of his role there, was really bringing a good direction for them. I mean, really changing things and making the economy better and all of this. It's like, and then there's like he fell off the cliff, right? I mean,
right,
definitely.
Right. No, I think something I read about how he helped Queen Elizabeth really get out there when Diana was
he gave
was
that
killed.
Really that speech that again, I mean, you can see he is quite an orator. He can really speak. I mean, and a lot of people can really hear him.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's like that open spleen and that. the I think the pleasure and attraction of being able to get his feelings out, and how he feels about the values and the world and the materialism and everything else, to get away from the chaos with the open.
Well, and he has his open sacral, right, with only that third gate. And that third gate, you know, it's the line of synthesis, right, about really doing the full analysis. And it's like, you know, he didn't really do the full analysis.
I mean, that first line in Detriment, reliance on intellect rather than intuition, you know? And then you get up there with his head where he's over-rationalizing. And, you know, on paper, it should have been fantastic. Oh, the experience of it? No.
Not at all.
Well, Teresa, as usual, just not enough time. But until next time, say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.